A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
News Talk 830 WCCO Sports with Mike Max.
And Maxie's report this morning brought to us by the John Schuster Group at Coldwell Banker Real Estate. We'll get to the Vikings in a second, Mike, but yep. Recapping last night's Wolves loss to get the doors blown off by Utah. And Anthony Edwards, not too reserved about calling out his teammate, Carl Anthony Towns, saying, Carl, you got to be a little more aggressive to the basket.
Yeah, and the wheels begin to wobble. Yeah. I was out there last night, and you know D'Angelo Russell doesn't play again, and they need him badly. Patrick Beverley comes back. Carl's got I think Carl and Anthony get along pretty well, so I think that they can do that best as I can tell. I ran into Anthony again in the restroom right before they're about to announce the starting lineups. I think that might be his. You know, everybody's got their routine.
Thing.
You know, what was concerning last night was they were in the game. It was tied 65-65 when Edwards hit a shot, and they ended up getting beat by 34 points after that. So, you know, you're talking about getting outscored and, you know, in the last quarter and a half, that's hard to do. The other thing that was, it was really impressive. And as I'm sitting out there, I thought, this is why I love coming to these games. The first quarter, Donovan Mitchell scored 17 points. Now, he's not the biggest guy. He's not the most athletic guy. But does he know what to do with the basketball for Utah? And he made shots. He went to the basket. He did all those things. And it was just kind of a short burst or flurry. He ended up with 36 on the night. But 17 points in a quarter is hard to do. And it was it was really fun to watch in a string, you know, even though it's, you know, the Wolves' opponent, et cetera. But you do worry because, A, they need their big three on the floor all the time to be real competitive. B, their defense went away again last night, particularly in the fourth quarter when they thought they've made some adjustments there. And then C, you know, Edwards is going to do that. He's not a I don't think he wants to be the team captain, but he's not afraid to say what he wants. Yep. And that's okay as long as his relationship is good with the people that he's calling out, as long as it's not a personal thing. And I don't think it is. And they need each other, Edwards and Towns. It's something to watch when you're losing right now. And again, they look like the Timberwolves again after that five-game winning streak, and it's just really disappointing.
Yeah, even like, you know, a week ago, we're sitting here and they're playing really good basketball. We're thinking, okay, finally, is this finally? We've been here before, but this looks like a team that will at least contend, at least get to the playoffs. And here we are a week later, scratching our heads. Also,
and D'Angelo Russell has ankle soreness, whatever that means. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was, you know, also, and then after the game, Anthony Edwards and also Patrick Beverley, you know, making some comments about Rudy Gobert's defense. Kind of taking shots at him. And that's unusual to me, too. After you lose to a team, you get beaten badly by a team. What's that about?
Yeah, we got enough on the plate without, you know, we got our own problems. We don't need to worry about them.
Right.
yeah. I hear you. And Patrick Beverley's not shy.
You know, I mean, it's nice to have those guys. They give us good copies.
Nice to have them, yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Exactly. Vikings now, the word this morning that Dalvin Cook may play tonight.
Yeah, he has. They upgraded him during the week to questionable, and they nobody has seen him practice because of the structure of the week, and I mean, nobody, meaning the media, has seen him practice, so we don't know how they've been using him in practice, except that he's been in practice and he's participated in practice. So obviously he can run. That's not the problem. He's, you know, he's got the this doesn't affect his legs. The only question is, can his shoulder take a hit? But he'd be a huge addition to this team if he was able to play and play at the level that he, you know, that he's capable of. Because if he is, then you they'll roll out. They don't have Darisos. They got to reconfigure that offensive line again. So they'll roll out Cousins, because you know, Watt can, he can ruin your program if you're not, as they say, if you're not careful. And it'll be Jefferson and Cook, and they'll figure out 80 different ways to get the ball to Jefferson and Cook, and they'll do a lot of it with some. They're going to have to do some of it with Nook and Crook, and figure out ways to, you know, screen passes, things like that, because they probably aren't going to win that battle up front.
Okay, here's my prediction, and we'll see tomorrow morning at this time if it comes to pass. The Vikings come out tonight, play a very strong game, look great offensively, and they're going to beat the Steelers tonight handily, and that loss, that stinky loss in Detroit, will be a distant memory, and suddenly Viking fans will be rubbing their hands again saying, here we go, we still got a shot at this.
You know,
what do you think about that? What do you think about that?
I don't know about handily, but I think they're going to win. And I don't know why I say that, but last time I said it was Green Bay. Mm-hmm. Although I thought they'd beat Detroit, because I thought Detroit would beat themselves, and Detroit tried to beat themselves.
They
they did everything they could to beat themselves. When you were talking with Brad about, I don't know, this is what I picture when you're tailgating tonight, if you're going to go shirtless. And I guess this is the obvious
Steve,
one.
Yeah, Steve and I, yep.
Yeah. Steve and I said Brad, I said, man, Steve, yep. Yeah. If you're going to go shirtless, you got to go 67 for Grady Alderman, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that's obvious one.
I got the room to put a 6 and a 7 on my chest, that's for sure.
I'm going to be out there amongst those people tonight at 5 and 6.
Yeah, we love it.
If anybody out there's got a great tailgate party that we should be at, email me. We may make an appearance for the TV side of things.
Very good. What did we learn about the Gopher Bens basketball team last night?
Good question. It was, you know, it was Big Ten basketball, and it was welcome to the Big Ten. That's the bad news. I mean, Michigan State is, they make it so hard on you. They play like no one else plays, really, because they're so hard on defense, and then on offense they just kind of free flow and shoot the ball, and they make a lot of mistakes on offense. But it looked like it was going to be a real tough initiation, and about that time, the Gophers came back. Now, they were too far behind to make a run and overtake Michigan State. They got it to 6 points in the last 37 seconds. But they did not fold. They kept playing hard. Loewy hit a big shot for them. Jamison Battle made a couple big shots for them. Peyton Willis did a couple of things. I guess it's all based on your expectations, but when it was 46-30 Michigan State and you're watching this, you go, This is going to be a 30-point loss, and it wasn't. The Gophers came back, and they didn't look like the better team, but they also looked like they belonged on the floor with Michigan State. And now it all depends on, like I said, your expectations, but I thought there was something to be gained for that whatever Ben Johnson and Dave Thorson and that group are doing, they didn't back down and they came back at them. Now, that being said, they got to go to Michigan this weekend, and they're going to get another test like that, because Michigan offensively will just keep putting the pressure on your defense and keep you on your heels and keep turning you and all these things. So it'll be a test, but I did think that the fact that they didn't back down and they stayed in it and kept playing physical and did what they could, I don't want to call it a pleasant surprise, but it was, you know, you did take note of it.
We'll talk to you next hour, Max, and we'll preview a Gopher volleyball with a big match tonight as well. Thank you, sir.
You got it. Thanks, Adam.
Mike Max, we'll talk to him next hour. Very nice to Tom Izzo in his press conference last night after the game, making reference to the absence of Sid Hartman. Very nice, touching moment there. Speaking of the University of Minnesota, speaking of the Gophers, Mark Coyle is the athletic director. He's right around the corner. We talk to him next, and maybe another chance to win Foo Fighters tickets. 7:47, Adam Carter on the WCCO Morning News.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.